Well, thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15 is our passage today. And he said, "Listen, all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed at this great horde, for the battle is not yours, but God's." These words were spoken to King Jehoshaphat and his people as they prepared for battle. The people were not to be intimidated by their opponent's massive army. Regardless of soldiers and equipment, God's people held the trump card. The Almighty God was on their side. And God is still on the side of His people. That's a truth that I need to remind myself every day. Sometimes when I face, vast armies or enemies, I feel alone and defeated. I convince myself that the battle is lost before the battle begins. I'm certain that I can't deal with, much less defeat, the challenge ahead of me. I can never find the strength for victory when I look to myself. But then looking to myself for victory, that's kind of the real problem, isn't it? God reminds us that the battle is not ours to fight. He is the one fighting for us. We simply need to trust Him, regardless of today's challenges. And granted, the challenges may look like a vast army. The battle is not yours, but God's. And I'll let you in on a little secret. God is, and always will be, undefeated. Some talking points ask God to remind you often that He is on your side. He will fight the battles for you. Ask God to remind you often that He loves your children more than you do, and He is more capable of fighting the battles for them than you are. Trust Him to take care of them. Father, I pray that the truth in today's passage drives fear and discouragement from our hearts. Thank you for taking our battles from us and fighting our battles for us. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.